is Rumble in the Morning on FM
99. This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
Hey, thank you, Carol O'Brien. Welcome once again to the news you missed. We start this morning with last week's election. As one would, right? The count continues, and so does the president. President Trump tweeted out this week that he still believes many ballots were tampered with in last week's election. When pressed for an exact number of rigged ballots, the president fired back.
A large number.
It's a big number.
Big, big number.
A very big number.
Bigger number than that.
Big, big league number.
A huge number.
A very significant number.
A very, very high number.
Some fairly vast number.
A staggering number.
A record number.
The number is through the roof.
The numbers are astronomical.
Ever-growing numbers.
Numbers that you've never seen before.
Numbers that nobody has ever seen.
Numbers that you wouldn't even think are believable.
Unbelievable numbers.
A massive number. The biggest number ever.
It's a ridiculous number.
And when you add it all together, a lot of good things are going to happen.
Yeah, there you are. There you are, sir. You bet. When asked for a comment about the president's position, likely presidential-elect president-elect Joe Biden squinted in the direction of the reporter asking the question and asked himself, "Hey, that shiny thing hanging from your keys, what's that?" Real weird. Centers for Disease Control issued new mask guidance this week in an attempt to get everybody on board for wearing a mask as we face another wave of COVID-19.
Yep.
According to the new data, mask wearing will protect you and your loved ones from erectile dysfunction. Healthcare experts say the mask shortages were almost immediate.
We need to get to that one.
You float that out there and everybody will wear one.
You're right.
Jeffrey Toobin, part-time CNN legal analyst and contributing writer to The New Yorker, is contributing no longer. Jeffrey was officially fired by The New Yorker this week, following last month's Zoom conference call where he could be seen openly polishing his legal gavel. But you know, they say as one door closes, another door opens. Toobin has been offered a position at The New Yorker's rival organ, The New Yanker.
It's a perfect fit. Yeah.
Walmart announced this week that due to the high number of pet adoptions during the pandemic, they have rolled out a new group of pet care services, including pet insurance. Okay. Now, Sean, as somebody that you just had your dog worked on, I had my own dog worked on. Both of us dropped over $1,000 on this stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
You're in there for a checkup, and all of a sudden, we need like $1,000 to fix this dog's face.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get this, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The good news is signing up through the Walmart pet care website will save you 10%. The bad news is there's only one associate working the claims lane for the entire United States.
That sounds right.
Associate to pet insurance claims. Associate to pet insurance claims.
Welcome to Walmart, man. And finally this morning, a consumer alert. Ring video doorbells. They are recalling about 350,000 units after some of them caught fire. According to a Ring spokesman, the improper installation of the doorbell's cover could result in about 20 seconds of spectacular video. Yeah!
This will go viral.
Fire!
Fire!
Every week, stories of all kinds make up the news, and so do I. For the news you missed here on FM 99, I'm Rick Rumble.